Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're already like 10 lines into the page. We are at Ella Meha Ditnan, which is last word on the line is Ditnan. So we're in the middle of trying to prove that Tevila without Kavana, is enough to be mitaher, even to be mitaher something for the sake of chulin. So you don't need kavana to do the tefila. We brought one raya last time and we rejected the raya. So now we're about to bring a second raya. Now the second raya works with some background information that you need to have, and that is that there's such a concept called hechsher lekabel tuma. Torah says v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal minivla sama lav tamehu lachem, that in order for something to become tame, it first has to go through a hechsher process, which means it comes into contact with one of the seven liquids that are identified in Maseches Machshirin to be machshir of food, to be makabel tuma. And that only works though when it's kiyutan dum yudchiyutan. That has to be that it's nichale, that you want that liquid to come in contact with the food, and only then is it machshirit to be makabel tuma. So says the Gemara, Ella mehadetan, the makar that chulin does not require kavana. So is mehadetan from the following Mishnah, Maseches Machshirin, or regarding machshirin about hechsher peros to be makabel tuma, when it says peros shenaflu l'toch amas hamayim, if you have fruits that had previously not yet been hechsher l'kabel tuma and now they fall into a body of water, upashat mi sheyadav tameos, and unetalan, and someone whose hands are tamei sticks his hand into the water to take those peros, yadav tahoros, his hands become tar because he stuck his hands in water and the water is mitar his hands, uperos einan b'chiyutan, and those fruits are not hechsher l'kabel tuma because you never wanted them to come in contact with the water, and whenever there's no ratzon or bailim for them to come into contact with the water, they're not hechsher l'kabel tuma because kiyutan domi l'chiyutan ve'im b'shvil sheyudchu yadav. But if your kavana in taking the peros from the Amas HaMayim was to rinse off your hands, so then Yadav Taharos, your hands are Tahar, Vaperos Arehin B'chiyutan, but the Peros are Huchsher L'Kabel Tuma going forward, because since you intended to rinse off your hands and you're Megaladas, that you're happy with the Peros falling into the water, because that gave you the opportunity to wash your hands, which is something that you wanted to do, that's why it's Huchsher L'Kabel Tuma. Now the fact that the Reish and the Mishnah says that Yadav Taharos, even though you didn't have any Kavan, all you wanted to do is get the Peros out of there, and they happen to be in water, and that's why he reached into the water. So you see that Tahara works for Chulin even without any Kavana whatsoever. So ask the Gemara on Rav Nachman, who says that you don't need Kavana in order to be Matar yourself for Chulin. Eisvei Rabbi the Rav Nachman, Hatovel l'Chulin, a person who's Tovel for the sake of Chulin, v'huchsak l'Chulin, and he has kavana to be tor for the sake of chulin, asr l'maiser, he's not allowed to have maiser. Huchsak, meaning he's still considered tameh with regard to maiser. Huchsak in, lo huchsak lo, but it sounds like only if he's huchsak, which means he has kavana to be mitar himself for chulin, but without kavana to be mitar himself for chulin, then he's not going to be tor. The tefillah is not going to work even for chulin, because even for chulin you need kavana to be mitar. So it says Mar Nohachi Karmer, the Mishnah is not coming to be mechadesh this din, that it's not huchsak l'chulin, af al pish Huchsak l'chulin asa l'maiser. It's coming to tell us that even though it's huchsak l'chulin, the rafal pisha huchsak l'chulin, it's asa l'maiser. But as far as chulin is mutter, even if he's tovel without kavana to be mitaher whatsoever. So now the brisa goes on to ask Rav Nachman from the rest of the Mishnah. Esve tovel v'lo huchsak lo tovel. If a person is tovel and he doesn't have any kavana to be mitaher himself, it's as if he was not tovel at all. My love ki lo tovel klal. Doesn't that mean that it says if he was not tovel at all, and therefore he is tamei like he was before, and he's not even allowed to eat chulin. So you see that even for chulin you require kavana. Again, sort of Nachman said. So it says Mar Lo. Kilo tavel lemaiser, avol tavel luchulin. That if he's tavel v'lo huchsak, it's as if he was never tavel for the sake of maiser. But being he is still tavel for the sake of chulin, because you don't need kavana for the sake of chulin. So says Gemara, who savar dachi kamadchile? Rabba thought that Rav Nachman was just trying to give a dichui. He was just trying to push off his question. But really, Rav Nachman is moda that from the Mishnah really sounds much more like that. If you need kavana even to be mitar yourself for chulin. But nafak dok v'ashkach, Rabba went and he did a little more research and he found that there's a raya to Rav Nachman. Titania, because the Braisa tells us tavel v'lo huchsak, that if a person is tavel without having kavana for the tvila, Asur l'maiser u'mutur l'chulin, that he's only asur for maiser sheni, but he is allowed to have chulin. He's considered tahar with regard to chulin. The Gemara brings another din now, as far as kavana for tevila is concerned. So again, the first main point over here is that Rav Nachman holds that in order to become tahar for the sake of chulin, you don't need kavana. Only for the sake of meiser do you need kavana. Only to be tahar for the sake of meiser does one require kavana. So now the Gemara brings another din with regard to kavana and tevila. Amr Blazer. So Blazer says as follows: Taval va'ala machzik atzma l'kol mashiyotuf. Person is tovel in water, and at the time of the tevila, he didn't have any kavana, l'shem, what he's being tovel for, and then he comes out of the water and he's still wet. He could have kavana in that tevila at this point, even though it's after the tevila, and it could still work. Even though he already left the water, since he's still wet from the mei mikvah, it's considered as if he's still engaged in that tevila, and therefore his kavana is still going to be effective. So this is a tremendous kula that the chum have. So meisvei odehu raglo achas b'mayim v'huchzak l'davar kal machzik atzma l'davar chamur. But wait, we learned that if a person is still has one foot in the water and he has kavana for a lesser, you know, to, let's say, to only be matar himself for meiser, so he's able to matar himself even for that which is more chamur, for a kodesh, let's say, or for a truma. So Allah shuvenu machzik. But once he leaves the water, it's too late to have kavana. My love in the machzik klal, doesn't it sound like it's too late to have kavana for anything, or to make that tevila that's already now over effective for anything? Lo, odeu afal pi shehuchzak machzik. Allah im lo huchzak machzik vim huchzak ena machzik. So it says, no, we're misunderstanding. When do you need one foot in the water? That's if you were already huchzak, you already did have kavana, but you had kavana only for chulin, let's say. And now you want to make this tevila work even for something more serious, so as long as one foot's in the water, you could still do that. But once you leave the water, if you had kavana during that tevila, once you leave the water, you're not going to be able to change the effect of that kavana. But when it comes to someone who had zero kavana when he was in the mayim, then even after he emerges from the water, as long as he's still wet, he can affect a kavana. So man tana, odeu raglo achas b'mayim. Who's the tana that holds that as long as you have one foot in the water, it's considered that your tevila is still ongoing and you can still be machzik yourself for whatever you want? Rabbi Pedas, Rabbi Yehuda. That must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, because there's a mishnah as follows: mikvah shenimdad v'yesh b'arbam soa mechuvanos. Let's say you measure a mikvah and it turns out that it has exactly the minimum shear of a mikvah. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu zeh achar zeh. And two people went into the mikvah, one right after the other. Harishon tahar, the first one is tahar because he was tovel in a mikvah that had a proper shear. Vasheni tameh, but the second guy's tameh because presumably the first guy, when he went in, took some water out with him when he left, and therefore you have less than a shear of mem sa'a. That if the first guy's foot is still in the water, then the second guy is going to be tahar as well. So you see that there's such a notion that having a foot in the water is still considered that the tevila is ongoing. So that must be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, what's the case where Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda argue? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, Machlokas b'ma'alos drabanan. The Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is only when you're tovel in the mikvah for a tumah that's only a chumra midrabanan, where midoraisu you're really tahar. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda's makel, and he allows the second tevila, the tevila of the second guy to work as long as the first guy's foot is in the water. Aval mitumah latara. But if a person who's really tummy midoraisa and he's relying on this mikvah to be mitar him from a tumah doraisa, divrei hakol hasheni tameh, everyone would agree that having the first guy's foot in the water doesn't help, and you're in a mikveh that has less than 40 sa'ah, and therefore you're going to be tamei. V'hainu d'Rabbi Pidas. And this machlokes, this explanation of the machlokes, is like Rabbi Pidas. Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Pidas, that Rabbi Pidas says that only according to Rabbi Yehuda we say that if your foot is still in the water, the mayim that's on the body is considered to be in the mikveh. But according to the Tanakami, even legabe tahara for malus d'rabanan, the mayim that's on the guy's body is not going to help. Ikadar. Others say a different version of Rav Nachman, that Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua Machlokes Mitum Latara, that the Machlokes Tanoim is when it comes to a Tumadol Raisa, that in the case of Tumadol Raisa, there's the Rabbi Yehuda would even say that the first guy's foot still being in the water connects to all the water on his body and makes it as if the mikveh is still shalem. Aval b'malus d'rabanan, divrei kol af hasheni tar. But if we're only dealing with tumah d'rabanan, everyone would agree that the second guy is tahar. And upliga d'Rabbi Pidas, and that would be against Rabbi Pidas, because Rabbi Pidas said that the b'risa who says that one foot in the water is still a chibur l'mikveh is only with regard to malus d'rabanan, and that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Nachman would say that even the Chum would agree when it's only a tumah d'rabanan that it would work. So amarula. Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I asked Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mayim that's on the body of one person whose feet are in the mikvah are considered to be mechubar to the main mikvah, and the mikvah is not chaser, and that's why the second guy is tahar. Mal lahatbil machtin vitzinorios berosho shel rishon. Unbelievable, Shaila, the Gemara says. If the water on the guy's body is still considered mikvah water, so the guy's out of the mikvah, his body's soaking wet. Can you take a small needle and tovel it in the guy's hair? On the water that's on the guy's head. Good achis islay l'Rabbi Yehuda. Do we assume that we take whatever's above and halachically view it as if it's below, according to Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to the chibur of mayim in the mikvah, because the water ultimately always goes to the lowest place? But good asik leslay, but maybe to view all the mikvah water as if it's on his head, in that direction Rabbi Yehuda would not go, meaning maybe Rabbi Yehuda says the mikvah is considered to still be malay because all the water on his body is considered as if it's down in the mikvah, but we're not going to say all the mikvah water is considered as if it's up in his head. Or maybe it goes in both directions. So he says, well, we already learned this in a brisa. Shalosh gemamios. Let's say you have three holes full of water. Benachal. In a valley, Eliona Tachton Vem Nachal is like on the slope of a mountain. Eliona Tachton Vem Tzayis. So there's one a little higher up, one in the middle, one low down. Eliona Tachton Shel Esrim Sa'ah. And let's say the bottom one and top one each have 20 sa'ah of water in it. Vem Tzayis Shel Arba'im Sa'ah. And the middle one has 40 sa'ah of water in it. V'chardolus Shel Geshamim Overes Benehen. And a stream of rain is passing between these three boros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Hoya Omer, Matbil Be'elyon. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Meir held you could be Tovel in the top one, because it's considered to be attached through the stream of water to the middle one, which has 40 sa'a. So the top one is also considered as part of a kashra mikvah. So you see that Rabbi Meir holds good asik, that we consider the water in the top mikvah to be attached to the water in the middle mikvah. So from the fact that the Rabbi Yehuda says this in the name of Rabbi Meir, and he doesn't note that anyone argues on it, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir about this. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say good asik through chibur of mayim. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold, therefore, that you're able to be tovel, small needles and tiny little kalim, in the head of a person whose foot is still in the mikvah. So Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan that there's another brisa that sounds that Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. Va'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Haya Omer, Matvil Beguma Ha'elyona, Va'ani Omer, B'tachtona V'lo Be'elyona. We have another brisa where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, I think you can only be Matvil in the lower bar, because that's what we say, good asik, but we're not going to say good achis, that the top bar is considered to be attached. Amalei Itanya Tanya says, oh, okay, well, if you have a brisa that says that way, then there's nothing we can do about that. We'll have to, I guess, agree that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Meir on this point. So a couple of main points over here. If a person still has one foot in the water, even though he's chuchsak lechulin, he could still be machzik himself for meisen, because but once he's out of the mikvah, he can only be machzik himself if he was not machzik himself for anything while in the mikvah. But if he was already machzik himself for something in the mikvah, he can't change it once he's entirely out of the mikvah. And then the last main point, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mayim that's on a person's body when he goes out of the mikvah, it attaches to the shear of the mikvah. But there's a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda if you could be tovel needles and small kalim in the person's hair, whether the water in the mikvah is considered to be as if it's part of, as if it's all on his body. Does it go in both directions or only one direction? Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do daf yud tes amud beis, and we'll pick up at the two dots, the beginning of the third line of the page.